Welcome to your five for today. Every one of us likes to be paid a compliment. Even from a young age, we love to receive the approval of others. A child will take a piece of work to the teacher, some picture or story, and hope to hear a well done that's very good. A son or a daughter will seek to please their parents in some way, and perhaps receive a reward for their obedience, perhaps for tidying up around the house. As we get a bit older, however, we become aware of how much more difficult it becomes to get that longed-for approval. The end-of-term school report may now include phrases such as can do better or is easily distracted, which probably suggests the teacher's not happy with some aspect of work or behaviour, and we blush when mums and dads begin to read them. When we reach the age of employment or higher up the ladder we get in the workplace, approval gets even harder and the competition from others even greater. Only very recently, we had a general election in this country, and the four main parties had well-known leaders, each one vying to become the next Prime Minister and to get the keys to number 10. They had to look right, speak right, ask or answer difficult questions, and give speeches to convince the public of their suitability. Everyone had an opportunity to scrutinise them and make up their own minds as to which of them was the best candidate for the job. Alas, none of them came out with a 100% approval rating. There were flaws or failings in each one, and so getting the full approval from the whole country was impossible. Is it then possible for any person or individual from wherever in the world to merit a 100% approval 100% of the time? Impossible, I hear some people say. But did you know that in the New Testament part of our Bible, Peter the fisherman from Galilee, a disciple of the Lord Jesus, who along with 11 others had followed their master constantly over 3 years, and had heard and seen everything that he had taught or did to help others, particularly his works and miracles of healing, said these words about him, "Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God." What a short but accurate summary and assessment of his life. It is impossible to get any higher authority than God himself, and the only standard that can possibly satisfy him is something which is perfect, that is, someone who has lived his life without a single stain or mark of a bad character. If that is the benchmark of God's full approval, then that would certainly exclude the rest of us. As the Word of God says very precisely about mankind, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." None of us like to be called sinners. We much prefer a compliment or two. But facts are facts, and we cannot gloss over the cracks. The greatest fact of all, however, is that the one who was approved of God in his life was willing to give his own life on the cross in order that God might accept us, the imperfect ones. He became our substitute. As the hymn writer has written concerning Jesus Christ, "We owed a debt we could not pay, but he paid the debt he did not owe. I'd far rather put my faith and trust in the one who was approved of God than in any other person or in any politician. There are too many faults and failings in us all." Thank you for listening.